From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block, and we begin this hour with the man now tasked with deciding what is and is not a legitimate claim. Earlier this week, BP agreed to set aside $20 billion in an escrow account, $5 billion a year, to compensate people and businesses harmed by the Gulf oil spill. The fund will be distributed by an independent claims facility, and in charge will be Kenneth Feinberg, his salary also paid by BP. He's no stranger to tasks like this one. Feinberg was also the special master for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund, and he oversaw the fund set up for families of the victims of the mass shooting at Virginia Tech. Most recently, he's been in charge of figuring out executive pay for companies that got federal bailout money under TARP. Kenneth Feinberg told us earlier today that he wants claims to be processed quickly.
I would hope that the program I'm establishing would continue to pay emergency payments immediately and over a 30 to 45 day period would resolve these claims with the additional payments that would make these claimants whole.
And what are some of the questions that you would need answered to figure out how much money a business or a local resident might get?
Oh, I think there are a whole host of questions that have to be answered. Will you file your claim? You know, some people are reluctant to even file a claim. And if you file a claim, have you provided me with enough corroboration, enough documentation, so that I can evaluate the merit of your claim? That's another issue. What constitutes a legitimate claim for business interruption loss? It's one thing if a shrimpman or a charter owner claims lost wages or lost business because there's no fishing in the Gulf. What do you do with a restaurant or a tourism claim or a restaurant in Omaha, Nebraska that claims that it can't get shrimp? How do you decide some of these very thorny questions of causation?
Well, how do you decide those questions? That's your job now, right?
Well, that's my job. Now, remember under the 9/11 fund what we did when somebody said, you know, I broke my leg in Jersey City when I saw the plane hit the World Trade Center and I fell down a flight of stairs. I mean, what we might do is say, well, how would the state law of Mississippi or the state tort law of Louisiana, or the state tort law of Alabama or Florida, how would those courts decide a question like that? I don't think it's necessarily my willy-nilly discretion that will decide this. I've got to ground my decisions in some principled legal basis.
Those thornier questions that you're talking about, the ones that aren't very clear-cut, those sound like they may take quite some time to resolve, not the prompt time period that you're talking about.
No, it can't take some time. People can't wait. I mean, if there's one thing that the president said when he announced the creation of this program, it can't wait. These decisions have got to be made in a matter of weeks.
What is the role of BP here? Besides providing the money, can they challenge claims if they don't think they're legitimate?
Well, we're thinking about that. I think BP doesn't want to challenge claims. BP is hoping that this facility, under my direction, will independently verify legitimate claims and pay legitimate amounts. I'll be surprised if BP is going to challenge awards that I render that are principled, fact-driven, corroborated. I don't think BP is going to want to challenge those awards.
And the people who get the money through this claims process, do they still have the right to sue BP if they want to farther down the road?
They certainly have the right now with these early interim payments. Once we offer in the independent claims facility a fixed total amount that'll be made available to a claimant, then I think the claimant probably, although this hasn't been finalized, but I think the claimant probably will have to provide an agreement that in return for that ultimate compensation, there'll be no suits.
When you think about the work you've done on the other funds that you've handled, say the 9/11 Victims Fund, the fund for the families of folks who were shot at Virginia Tech, does this job before you now seem more straightforward in a way? You're not having, for example, to determine the value of a human life if you're talking about economic loss.
Well, the challenges are different in every one of these cases. You're right. In 9/11, we had to determine the value of lost lives. But this is a very problematic challenge here in the Gulf. What is a business interruption claim worth? What is an alleged personal injury worth? What do we do about the bartender in a motel on the Gulf Coast who says, I lost income, but it was a cash business, and I don't have tax returns? I mean, these are issues that arise in every one of these facilities. They're different, but they pose similar challenges, and we'll have to work our way through all of them.
Kenneth Feinberg, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kenneth Feinberg has been appointed by President Obama to run the BP oil spill Independent Claims Facility.